Mother!
The Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
For the Aldrich Family with Dick Jones as Henry and Jackie Kelk as Homer. No one can ever predict what a teenage boy like Henry Aldrich will do next. The best you can do if you're a grown-up is to say that he'll do the sort of things you did when you were young. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is Sunday morning.
Mary, I want you to run upstairs right this minute.
Yes, Mother. My goodness, what for?
And get me a clean handkerchief. And Henry?
Yes, Mother. I'm all ready to start.
No, you're not, dear. You haven't even combed your hair.
Mother, I have combed my hair. I give you my word I've combed my hair.
Dear, you've combed it only in front. Remember, the Kilmers are going to be sitting in the pew right behind us, and you know how the Kilmers talk.
About my hair? Well, look, Mother. I've got a rubber band right here in my hand. How about my wearing that on my head until we get about a block from the church and then taking it off?
Now, dear, if you can't be honest about combing your hair, especially when it's for church, then I'd rather you didn't go with me.
Yes, Mother, I'll go up and comb it.
Here, Mother, here's your handkerchief. That's what you wanted me to get, isn't it?
Thank you, dear. Thank you very much. And did you bring my gloves?
Mother, you didn't tell me to.
Well, I certainly took it for granted you knew I'd wear them. And, Mary, look at your shoes.
Dear, you aren't going to wear those, are you?
Why not?
To church? Shoes like that?
I wore them last time we went.
Well, I certainly didn't know it. And if I had, I wouldn't have been comfortable 1 minute of the entire service. Now, please go upstairs and put on a sensible pair of shoes with toes in them.
Yes, Mother.
And bring down my gloves. They're on top of my bureau.
I think. They're on your bureau?
Yes, dear. Oh, you might look and see if I left them on the foot of my bed as I went by it.
Mother!
Yes, Henry, is that you calling me?
It's all right if I borrow Mary's comb.
Henry, Aldrich, don't you dare use my comb.
Mary, is that any attitude to take just before church?
Alice!
Yes, Sam?
Why isn't everyone ready to go?
We are ready, Sam. We're really just waiting for you.
You're waiting for me? Well, I'm all ready. Come on, let's not be late.
Now, Sam.
What's the matter?
You aren't going to wear that tie, are you?
This tie? What's the matter with this tie?
Now, dear, you know very well you're to take up the collection this morning. I certainly don't want you walking down the aisle with everyone looking at nothing but your necktie and Mary's toes.
Mother, what was it you said I should look for on the foot of somebody's bed?
My necktie. I mean your father's shoes. My gloves, dear, and please hurry up.
Alice, why worry about your gloves? Come on, let's get started.
Sam, I could no more walk into that church in bare hands than I could... Dear, don't you think I want to enjoy the service? Now, please go change your necktie.
Very well.
How do you like my hair, Mother?
It looks fine. Now, dear, why can't you comb your hair that way every day and not just... Dear, didn't I ask you to shine your shoes?
Sure, Mother, and I did. Look at the shoe polish on this one finger that wouldn't come off.
Well, you may have some on your finger, but you don't have any on your shoes. And Henry, don't try to shine them on the back of your trouser leg.
But it's a dark blue suit, Mother.
And a brand new suit. I want you to march right out to the kitchen and finish shining them while your father is putting on a respectable tie.
Yes, Mother.
Only don't do anything in that good coat. Hang it on the back of his chair before you go out there.
Sure, that's a very good idea, Mother.
Mary!
I'm coming, Mother. Here's your Bible. Where do you think I found it?
Thank you, dear. Only where are my white gloves?
I can't find them, Mother. Do you have to have them?
Now, Mary, I certainly hope you don't think I want to sit through the whole service with my hands on my mind.
Alice!
Yes, Sam?
Have you seen my gray striped tie?
Your gray striped one? Well, if you can't find it, dear, why don't you wear your black one?
My black one? A black tie to take up a collection in?
Did you look on your necktie rack, Father?
I did, and all I could find there was a pair of ladies' gloves.
Gloves? On your tie rack? Oh, yes. Then you'll find your gray tie on the towel rack in the bathroom.
What's it doing there?
It's hard to explain, Sam. Only please hurry or we'll be late when we walk in and everyone will look at us that much more.
Hello, everybody.
Homer Brown, what are you doing over here?
My mother made me brush my suit 3 times and I got sick of it. Do you mind if I sit with you in church?
Homer, we'd love to have you. Only, wouldn't your mother and father like to have you sit with them?
My father isn't going. It's his only chance to work on his income tax.
And doesn't that mean your mother has to sit alone?
No, that's what I'm explaining to you. She's sitting with my aunt and uncle and three cousins and my grandmother. And when you get that many in our pew, along with all our coats and hymn books, my feet go to sleep.
You out there?
Sure. Hello, Henry.
Henry, have you finished polishing your shoes?
Well, I was just going to tell you, Mother. All I can find is the brown polish.
Oh, dear. Sometimes I get so discouraged. Mary, go out and help your brother find the black polish.
Yes, Mother. Apparently, Henry can't find anything unless 12 people help him do it.
Well,
Now what, Sam?
Do you have any change handy that I can give Henry and Mary?
No, dear. Don't you have any?
All I have is some dollar bills. You mean to say they'll have to... that is...
Now, Sam. My goodness, where's my pocketbook?
Now, don't get excited. It's right there on the piano.
Here it is, Mrs. Aldrich. Here, I'll get it for you.
Homer, what are you doing here?
We're all going to church together, Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, well.
Sam, here's some change. Put some of it in Henry's coat pocket.
Where are Henry and Mary? Why do they keep us waiting like this?
Henry's helping Mary find the shoe polish, Mr. Aldrich.
No, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Sam?
What on earth is this gob of stuff in Henry's coat pocket?
Sam! Sam Aldrich, look at your hand.
Can you make out what it is, Alice? Is that a chocolate drop or something?
Chocolate, Mr. Aldrich? Did you say chocolate?
Homer, just keep away.
Sam, you'll have to get it out somehow.
Get it out? Alice, do you realize the whole bottom of the pocket is nothing but soft chocolate?
That doesn't make any difference, Sam. If you think I can fit in that church with everyone in town that I know staring at my son and knowing that I let him come with chocolate all over the inside of him...
Alice, I got out what I could.
Well, what did you do with it?
I put it in the ashtray. At least I thought I did.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Aldrich. I got it. It's very good. It must have had a cherry filling.
Homer, are you eating that?
Oh, excuse me. Did you want some?
I did not, and don't you eat any more.
Oh, dear. Sam, look at me. Look at my gloves.
Have you got some more, Mrs. Aldrich?
Alice, I told you to keep your hands out of there.
And I just finished washing these gloves.
Now, let's just let things drop where they are. Come on, and let's get started for church.
Sam, I am not going to start looking as though I'd been making fudge with my gloves on. Homer, dear, go up to the bathroom, please, and get the bottle of cleaning fluid that's on the top shelf of the medicine closet.
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich, it's a very good idea. Boy, look at my suit. How did that get on there?
Don't waste time looking at your suit. Run!
Mother!
Oh, what, Mary?
Have you seen the shoe polish anyplace?
The shoe polish?
Alice, do you suppose that's what's in Henry's pocket here?
Not that.
Isn't it, Mr. Aldrich?
Isn't what?
The shoe polish I've been eating. Because if it is, I want to know before I do anything else.
No, Homer. Please get the cleaning fluid.
Mother?
Yes, Henry?
Did I just hear Homer say he'd found the shoe polish?
No, Henry. He thought he'd eaten it.
The black shoe polish? Why'd he do that?
Henry, will you please tell me what this is in your blue coat pocket?
Well, if it's a letter, Father, I'll tell you. I met her last summer, see? And why out of a clear sky
I got... It's not a letter.
It isn't?
It's part chocolate and part maraschino cherry.
For me? You mean she sent me a box of chocolate?
Henry, dear, can't you see your pocket? Can't you see my glove?
Oh, gee whiz. Oh, yeah. Oh, that. Well, I tell you, Father, do you remember that box of chocolate-covered cherries you brought home last week?
I do.
Well, I like chocolate, and I didn't know this had cherries in it, see?
Go on.
Well... Last Wednesday afternoon, I happened to walk in there, and Mr. Carson, the manager, was here, and Mother was passing him chocolates, and she passed me one, and I bit into it.
Go on.
Well, naturally, with the minister here, I didn't want to... Well, there wasn't any place left to put it, so I put it in my pocket.
Now, Henry, what's in that pocket isn't just one chocolate.
No, that's what I was going to tell you. I tried one, and then I thought I'd try a couple more and see if I could hit one without cherries.
And you apparently didn't hit one.
No, sir. So I finally gave up. And that was the last I ever thought of it.
Mrs. Aldrich, here it is. Here's your cleaning fluid.
Thank you, Homer. Thank you very much.
Who are you going to start on first? Henry or me or Mr. Aldrich?
What do you mean on me?
Isn't that chocolate in your hair, Mr. Aldrich?
In my hair?
Sam, look in the mirror. How did you get chocolate way up there?
Father, don't you like chocolate-covered cherries either?
That's a fine thing. If you're looking for chocolate these days, you can never find any, but... Alice,
Look at my shirt.
No, Sam, it's in your hair.
It's also on my shirt, and this is the last clean shirt I have until the laundry comes tomorrow.
Well, hold still until I get through cleaning out Henry's pocket, and then I'll see what I can do with you. And, Henry, the next time you put something in your mouth that you don't happen to like, especially if the minister is here, I hope you'll be honorable enough to swallow it.
You mean it was sort of deceitful of me to put it in my pocket?
Mother, Mother, look at what you're doing. You poured that whole can of cleaning fluid into Henry's pocket.
Yes, dear, only don't stand there and tell me about it. Go get a towel or something so we can soak it up.
Mama, you aren't doing anything. You're just sitting around here. Go get a towel.
Now, keep calm, Mary. Henry, go over and open that window.
Yes, Father.
No, Henry, stand still. You're leaking.
Yes, Mother.
Now, let me tell you one thing. If you think I'm going to church covered with chocolate like this, you're crazy.
Now, Sam, you've got to go. I can't go.
Why can't you?
Smelling of cleaning fluid? Do you think I could sit through that entire service with the Kilmers in back of me sniffing?
All right. All right, you can stay home, too. I'll go to the phone and tell Mr. Carson that I can't help with the collection. Mary can go and represent the whole family.
Father, I can't represent it. I can't possibly represent it.
Why not?
I've got chocolate on my glove.
Now, Mary, how on earth did you get chocolate on you?
Well, that's what I can't understand. I haven't even been near Henry.
Well, it's a funny thing, but I haven't got a darn bit on me.
What do you mean you haven't got any on you?
Sam, go to that phone and call Mr. Carson.
What should I tell him?
Don't tell him the truth. He'll think we're making it up.
What shall I tell him?
You can think of something. Tell him. Make something up that sounds believable.
Mrs. Aldridge.
Don't you have that towel yet?
That's what I came down to ask you. Do you want a face towel or a bath towel or one of those nice little guest towels with cherries on it?
And I would also like to remind the congregation that due to the fact that next Friday is a holiday, the meeting of the Ladies' Thursday Evening Reading Club, which generally takes place on Friday afternoon, will take place instead on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Remember, the Ladies' Thursday Evening Club next Wednesday instead of Friday. Also, I'm sure the members of the congregation will be pleased to hear that Mrs. Trapp is doing much better, and before long she'll be back taking part in the activities of our church. On the darker side of the picture, however, as I was leaving my study only a few minutes ago, the phone rang, and to make a long story short, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Aldrich, Henry, as to just what happened to him, no one seems to know, but at any rate, Henry is being confined to his home. And while the immediate members of the family were most anxious to join us here in this service, they felt that their place at this time was beside their son. Now, before I get on with the next announcement, I would like to say that some of these beautiful flowers that grace our church this morning will be sent to Henry immediately following the service. Now, I get out.
Have you seen my overcoat any place?
Henry, what is it you want your overcoat for?
I'm going out. Have you forgotten? I'm invited over to Kathleen's for Sunday dinner.
Dear, you are not going out of this house until church is over. And Sam?
Alice, I'm just going out to get some fresh air. All I've been breathing this morning is cleaning fluid.
And do you realize church doesn't get out until 12 o'clock?
All right. It's 3 minutes to 12. Look at my watch right here.
Well, you're going to stay here until at least 5 after. Suppose you met the Kilmers on your way down the street. We'd never live it down.
Alice, where are you going?
Out to the kitchen. Make sure your watch is right.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson.
Hello. I'm sorry I was delayed. I've been in my study getting out of my robe.
Well, that was an excellent sermon this morning, Mr. Carson. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've just been looking over the contributions here for this morning. They seem to be unusually generous. And by the way, Mr. Carson, if it helped any, I'd be very glad to take those flowers over to the Aldridges.
Thank you just the same, but one of the new members of the church who seems to want to take part in our activities has already offered to take care of that.
Well, that would be a very nice experience for a new member, to meet the Aldridges.
Yes, poor Mary Aldrich. Did you see her alone in her pew this morning?
Oh, really? Did Mary get here?
She most certainly did. And there she sat, just as though nothing had happened.
Yes? Well, well, where's my handkerchief?
Hmm? You got something on your hand?
I just picked up an envelope with a little chocolate or something on it.
Oh, yes?
That's good.
I guess some little child is allowed to put that on the plate.
Well, as long as the spirit was there, that's all that's important.
By the way, did Mrs. Brown find her son, Homer?
Homer? Has he been lost?
All I know is Mrs. Brown was waiting at the front door for quite a long time after the service, and he didn't come out. She shook hands with me 3 times. Well.
Something the matter, Mr. Carson?
No, I just put my hand in my pocket and... How do you suppose that got in there?
What is it?
Oh, I remember. I was visiting the Aldriches this last week, and Mrs. Aldrich passed some chocolate. And I like chocolate-covered cherries, but frankly, I'd had quite a hearty lunch, and, well, I didn't want to put the chocolate back in the box anymore, so I sneaked it into my pocket.
Did it do much damage?
No, I think a little cleaning fluid will take it out all right. I guess I better take care of it before I go over and call on Henry, so I won't feel guilty when I walk into the Aldrich's house.
We'll return to Henry Aldrich in just a few moments. Meantime, here's Alan Roth and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Due to the fact that the entire family became covered with chocolate this morning, just as they were about to leave the house for church, only Mary attended. Mr. Aldrich, in his attempt to explain the situation to the minister, gave the impression that a serious accident had befallen Henry. The scene opens shortly after noon of the same day on one of Centerville's streets.
Listen, Homer, do you mind walking a little faster, please?
I'm walking fast, Henry. What do you want me to do, run?
But don't you realize I'm due over at Kathleen's for dinner right now? And all you want to do is stop and look at things.
But, Henry, why not turn this corner here? Why do we have to go by the church?
Why shouldn't we go by the church? We can cut right across the lawn and save almost half a block.
Yeah, but remember, Henry, we didn't go this morning. And
look out, Homer. Gee whiz, you want to bump right into that man that's got his arm full of plants?
Oh, excuse me.
That's all right, young man. I wonder whether you boys could give me a hand for just a minute.
Sure. Is there something you'd like to have us do?
There are some more flowers here on the steps of the church that I've got to put in my car. I have to take them to several places, and I'm a little behind schedule.
Sure, we'd be glad to help you put them in the car.
The only thing is, how about Kathleen?
Gee whiz, and if it's for the church, don't you think we ought to help?
Well, are these the plants right here?
Yes, put them on the floor in the back of the car. I'm going into the church and get some more.
Are they for sick people, mister?
Yes, some of them are for Mrs. Papp, and some are for a young man over on Elm Street who's had an accident.
On Elm Street? Homer, who do you suppose that could be?
Probably the little Kilmer kid. He's always falling down or something.
That's true. And boy, my mother will probably make me go over and visit him.
Henry Aldrich!
Don't bother me, Mary. Can't you see I'm busy?
But you shouldn't be carrying those. You ought to be home receiving them.
Receiving them? What do you mean by a statement like that?
I don't know what it was Father told Mr. Carson, but you're supposed to be in a terrible condition, Henry, and this is no way to show your appreciation.
For what? For what? I don't want any flowers, Mary. Kathleen's waiting for me.
That doesn't make any difference. Mother's terribly upset, and you've got to come home and be sick.
Come on, Henry. Don't you think we'd better go back?
Homer Brown, you put that rubber plant down.
But, Mary, I thought you said it was for Henry.
Hello, Harriet. Can you hear me? This is Alice, Harriet. Your sister, Alice Aldrich. Have you seen anything of Henry and Homer over your way? Well, my goodness, I sent Mary out to find Henry nearly 45 minutes ago, and we're expecting flowers to be delivered for him any minute, and what am I going to do? Harriet, I've got to hang up. Somebody's at the door. And the whole house simply reeks of cleaning fluid. I say cleaning fluid. But maybe that's the flowers at the front door right now. The flowers, Harriet. And Sam doesn't care a bit. He's up there taking his Sunday nap. His Sunday nap. Goodbye. How do you do?
Hello there, Mrs. Aldrich.
Oh, Mr. Carson. Oh, Mr. Carson, it's you. Well, isn't this a surprise? Won't you come in?
I'm sorry. I was held up with a little matter, Mrs. Aldrich. I intended to get over here sooner, but... Well, as you can see, I've come to see the patient.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, let's go into at least the living room.
All right. I'm just a little embarrassed, Mrs. Aldrich.
Embarrassed?
I'll be frank with you. I used a little cleaning fluid for something before I started over here, and I didn't realize I was really pouring it on. I guess you'll think I've smelled up your whole house.
Oh, no, no. That's us.
Oh, no. Oh, don't try to be polite, Mrs. Aldrich. That isn't you, that's me. But this is hardly the time for laughter, is it?
No, no, I suppose not. I'm so glad to see you. Mr. Aldrich is upstairs lying down.
Oh, it's Mr. Aldrich? It's Mr. Aldrich that's sick?
Why...
How could I have made a mistake like that? I thought it was Henry.
Mr. Carson, do you mind my asking just what it was Mr. Aldrich told you when he phoned this morning?
Well, the fact is, now that I think of it, he did seem to be just a bit confused. All I gathered was there'd been quite an accident and the whole family was pretty much upset, but I never dreamed... Imagine.
Well, what is it you're laughing at?
You must forgive me, but I prayed for Henry.
Well, that's very nice of you.
However, I suppose the Lord will get it all straightened out.
Alan!
Yes, Sam, are you up?
Who's making all that noise down there?
Mrs. Aldrich, I don't think you better let him come down, even if I am here.
I'm not going to. Will you excuse me just a minute while I see if he's all right?
Of course. And you tell him I'll come up there and see him.
That's fine.
Alice, didn't you hear me?
Sam, keep quiet.
Keep quiet? I'm not making a noise.
Sam, don't come any farther down the steps. You've got to go back and get into bed.
What for? I've had my nap.
But dear Mr. Carson has come to tell you how sorry he is you've had that accident.
What accident?
How do I know? Just go back into your room and get into bed.
Alice, do you feel all right?
This isn't my fault. You're the one that cooked up that story. Now go on up there and get into your pajamas and get under the covers.
But Alice...
Sam, do you realize he even prayed for us? Now go on. Oh, Mr. Carson.
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, but...
How's the patient?
Why, he's fine. He seems a little restless. He wants to get up and around.
Well, Mrs. Aldrich, before I go up there, I went over to sit down on your sofa, and I moved that cushion and didn't look where I was sitting, and apparently somebody left a chocolate drop under there.
Oh, dear. Have you sat on it?
That's all right, Mrs. Aldrich. This is an old suit, anyhow.
Mr. Carson, I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
Oh, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I happen to know that ordinary cleaning fluid will remove this sort of thing without any trouble whatever.
Yes, I found that out, too. Would you excuse me while I go out to the kitchen and see whether there's any left?
Mother!
Yes, Mary, is that you?
Yes, Mother.
Dear, I didn't know you were home.
Oh, yes, I've been upstairs with a...
Well, my goodness, I thought you were out looking for... Mr. Carson, I'll get you cleaned up in just a minute.
Splendid.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson.
Hello, Mary. Say, while your mother's getting the cleaning fluid, couldn't I go upstairs and see the patient?
The patient?
Yes, let's go up and see how he is. Tell me, Mary, how was he when you saw him last?
Oh, why, he was fine. But we've had quite a little trouble persuading him to get in bed.
Yes?
Yes, he had an engagement for Sunday dinner, and... My goodness, he just insisted that he was going to go no matter what.
Yes? Well, I'll give him a good talking to and tell him to take care of himself. You know, we've been thinking for a long time of putting him on the board, and I don't know what this would be a good time to bring it up.
On the board? Isn't he a little young for that?
Young? Not a bit. We need someone with his experience.
Oh. Well, here's his door right here. I'll let you go in first, Mr. Carson.
All right. Well, old man, how are you?
Oh, gee whiz.
Mama, what are you doing in Henry's bed?
Mary, when Henry left, he said it was just going to be flowers, and then I could get up.
To Henry Aldrich in just a moment. But now here's...
Hi, you fellas. This is your V-mail gal, Jill, saying V-mail for some of you, V-mail for some more of you, and for the rest of you who are getting too few to mention, well, good night. If you don't use fast V-mail, how do you expect us to get your letters answered on the double? And another thing, V-mail letters don't require an envelope, and you can make the note as short as a GI haircut.
And now let's listen in on the Aldriches for a moment, exactly 1 week later.
Mary, I want you to run upstairs right this minute and get me a clean handkerchief.
Yes, Mother, I'll get it right away for you.
And Henry, why don't you have both your shoes on?
Well, that's what I was just going to tell you, Mother. I can only find this one.
Mother, I don't think you have any clean handkerchief.
What, Mary?
Come on, Elias. Is everyone ready to start?
Now, Sam, where are you going with that suitcase?
The suitcase to church. And in it, there's a complete change of ties, shoes, socks, and handkerchiefs for everyone in the family. Come on.
Well, Family is written by Clifford Goldsmith with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.